46 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning, joined by Julie Chadwick, James Timberlake, the host here today. Bob making his way over to Green River, which we talked about a little bit yesterday. The Powder Basin, right? Powder River Basin in that area?
I don't know the name of it.
I'm just guessing. I don't know nothing.
No, I don't think that's the Powder River
Basin. It's not.
That's towards Gillette, I want to say, but...
Okay. So literally the
geography
opposite.
For Wyoming.
Literally the opposite part of the state. I'm good at this. Date book here today, June 5th. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. You?
Pretty good. It's Friday.
You got a golf tournament?
Always excited for Friday. Yeah.
This afternoon.
Golfing at noon today for ERA Care Realty's tournament that they put on every single year. Yeah. Shout out to them. Thank you for inviting us, as always. Hopefully play well. That's all I can really
hope
for.
Beautiful day for it.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy I'm playing today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be almost 90, 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, 96 the high expected tomorrow.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that's. I'm happy playing today, not tomorrow. On the date book here today, June 5th, Kenny G, 70
Kenny
years
G.
old. Yeah, legend.
How old? 70?
70. Mm. 70 years old. Famous saxophonist, jazz saxophonist, and crazy curly hair. That's what I know Kenny G for.
It's not this. Is it the saxophone?
That's what it says.
Okay.
He probably plays a bunch of different things.
Yeah, I think
more
he
than
plays
likely.
A bunch of wind instruments.
Yeah. Jeff Garlin, comedian and actor. He is 64, known for Goldberg's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Hmm.
I could picture his face.
Okay.
Ron Livingston from Office Space, Band of Brothers. He is 59 years old today.
Hmm.
Mark Wahlberg, 55.
Mark Wahlberg and your brother.
It is my brother's birthday. Yeah, that's right. Thank you
Will,
for reminding me. Yeah, happy birthday, Will. Yeah. Share the birthday with Mark Wahlberg.
That's why I said that.
He reminded me, I think, earlier this week, and then I forgot that it was today. But, you know, man.
You guys.
Happy birthday, Will. Yeah, you know. Nick Kroll is 48. Oh. I almost said 48 degrees. 48 years old here today. And Pete Wentz is 47. He's a bassist for Fall Out Boy, singer-songwriter, that sort of thing. 47 years old here today as well. It happened today, 1783. The first public demonstration of a hot air balloon flight took place at Annonay, France, where brothers Joseph and Jacques Montgolfier, I think is how you say their name, succeeded in launching their 33-foot diameter balloon. The unmanned balloon rose an estimated 1,500 feet, traveled about 7,500 feet before landing after a 10-minute flight. So unmanned.
I wonder how large they are today.
As far as the hot air balloons?
Yeah.
I mean, they're big. I'm assuming you can probably make them as big as you want. It just depends on how much heat you're
able
to produce.
They all seem to have a standard size, though.
Yeah. I think there's definitely probably a... like breaking off point where the heat can no longer power it.
How much weight they can take.
Yeah.
How much they can fill.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've got no desire to get into a hot air balloon.
I think it'd be
fun. That scares me.
We have someone here that does that.
Yeah, I know. Jenny, I think we have a couple here.
Her name's Jenny.
Okay.
But I don't remember. Anyway, yeah. She does that.
I don't think I could do it. I'd get scared. Panic attack.
Well, I think what would be interesting is that it's so quiet when you're up
in
the
true.
Air. Yeah,
and you're just floating.
You're just floating, and your mind kind of goes, wait, what?
You're literally in a balloon.
Yeah.
I also wonder, I don't know this either. Steven Treffler would probably know this. Did they have to announce to like the flight service?
Air
traffic
airspace.
Control, ATC. Do they have to tell ATC?
I don't know.
I
don't know. We had that helicopter land right next to us yesterday. Did you see that?
Okay. No, I didn't know that happened.
The helicopter flying right around the studios, and it landed right over at this auto garage.
Oh, the restoration place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like right next to us.
Right next to
us. Whoa, when did that happen? I was gone then. I did
yesterday,
not see that.
Yesterday, midday.
Okay, I didn't see that. Wow, that's that would have been cool. How did they land there right there? That's a small parking lot.
They landed right
in
the parking lot.
Wow, okay. Shout out to the pilot. That's a tough landing. Hot air balloon day today also because of that, obviously. 1956, Elvis Presley introduced his new single, Hound Dog, on the Milton Berle Show.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, and he is scandalizing the audience with his suggestive hip movements is what they added in here.
The ladies liked it quite
just
a bit,
so
which
funny.
Is what freaked everybody out.
Yeah, I know. It's, people thought that he was cursing the ladies with his movements.
It's funny just to think about that, like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I know.
Really, you know, now you hear him on classic
hits. I was
going
to say, not 20 years later, everything was a lot different. Special events here today. It's Apple II Day, the Apple II Computer Day. Mm. Hot air balloon today, obviously, today mentioned. Attitude Day. Sure.
Good, bad, indifferent.
Hey, you know what? Any attitude. Emotion is good. Donut day.
Sure.
Oh. Jill.
Who's listening?
Turn around. Somebody go get donuts.
It's donut day.
It's donut day. Gingerbread day. Sure. I'm not a big gingerbread guy, but I'm okay with it, I guess.
Jill just texted in saying, no, they don't have to report air balloons.
Wow, really? Yeah. They don't have to report to ATC? That's surprising.
Maybe they don't go high enough.
Yeah, maybe. That's probably the case. But, I mean, if you're near an airport, though, I would have assumed you have to report regardless.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. Ketchup day. Sure.
Ketchup.
Love ketchup. I basically do anything that is tomato related except for tomatoes. I hate tomatoes. Salsa I'll do. Ketchup I'll do. Marinara sauce I'll do.
Yeah.
Anything tomato related.
There is
a
different
tomato
taste, and I think it's because they add sugar, so it takes a little bit of that
but even
taste
like,
out.
Yeah, I don't know. Tomatoes just, I bet salsa, there's not really sugar in salsa. It's just a mix of other things. So, I don't know.
So, I have interesting trivia.
Yeah, go ahead.
Every morning I come in and make the coffee, and you have that trivia calendar on the desk at the front reception area. And yesterday's said bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers were all invented by women.
Yeah.
Which I find very interesting because think of, I wonder how long ago all these were. And who were these women?
Fire escape, I remember.
Windshield wipers.
Yeah. I think I remember a story about the fire escape.
And I
vaguely remember. Yeah.
I mean, laser printers.
I mean, you can kind
Are these women?
You can kind of imagine the scenarios in which those were invented. Some of them probably not ideal scenarios.
Right.
Fire escape.
Bulletproof
obviously,
vest.
Bulletproof vest, obviously.
Someone
probably
maybe died.
Even windshield wipers.
Yeah.
Probably not an ideal situation that they were, that
or
that
it
came
was
up
just
in
an inconvenience and you're getting your hair wet looking around the side.
Yeah, exactly. Like windshield wipers, when they were invented, what were we doing before that?
Yeah, sticking your head out the window.
That's awful. Never want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Shout out the women.
I would like to know who these women are.
Yeah.
We do history in the mornings where it says so-and-so invented the ballpoint pen. Mm-hmm. This one, they're all just grouped
together. Sure there's plenty. I'm positive there's a book about it, about all those inventions and how they came together and what
just
came
like
to be.
Just like the rocket fuel story.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every invention comes from, what is it? There's a saying that, I guess, desperation breeds
invention.
Yeah. So there's always a story there. For tomorrow, June 6th, it's Robert Englund's birthday. He's 79.
Who is that?
He's a very famous horror actor, Freddy Krueger. He played Freddy Krueger in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. I think he still does that, actually, too. And then Sandra Bernhard, known for King of Comedy, Roseanne. She's 71. Yeah. Bjorn Borg is 70.
Oh, wow.
Tennis
really?
Player. Yeah. Tennis player. Six-time French Open winner. Consecutive five-time consecutive Wimbledon champion. Five times in a row. It's pretty crazy. Colin Quinn is 67. Jason Isaacs, 63. Jason Isaacs from Harry Potter. He plays Malfoy. Lucius Malfoy,
really?
The father of Malfoy. Scary guy. Star Trek Discovery as well. And then Paul Giamatti is 59.
Oh, great actor.
Paul Giamatti, yeah. In 1833, it happened on June 6th. Andrew Jackson became the first president to ride a train.
Wow.
First president.
Wait, what year?
Ride a train. 1833.
Okay.
It's pretty early, right?
I'm
thinking, I guess. 1933, the first drive-in theater opened in Camden, New Jersey.
Those are so fun.
I think, honestly, those are one of those. I like records. You know, records are the things that kind of came back. I think drive-in theaters could be one of those things that could make a bounce back.
They were so fun. We had that one here forever.
Yeah. I never went to that one. I've been to two drive-in theaters, I think, ever.
And nowadays, the quality of the, you know, you don't have to hook the thing. It would just be a Bluetooth situation.
Yeah. I would assume that it's probably a lot harder to maintain.
I would think it'd be less because before you had to drill all those things in because you had to hook the speaker up to your car.
Oh, really? See, the ones that I went to, I don't think it was just loudspeaker, which maybe that's why they stopped doing it well.
Yeah,
as well.
So no, here you had parking spots and you hooked the speaker up to your car. You just rolled down your window and you set it on the frame of your car.
Oh, what?
So everybody had those. So now, that's what I'm saying, it wouldn't be much, just a big projector, a parking area,
well, I always
and
thought
then
it was
Bluetooth.
I always thought it was like a loudspeaker that they were playing the sound through.
It sounded like a loudspeaker. Huh. And then there was always the playground. Really? And kids would run. It was kids run amok.
It does feel like a...
It was great.
We need...
It was fun.
Just generally, I think we need more places, just community places like that. Yeah. But again, I can see why they're no longer around anymore either.
Well,
I
mean, that was
just
seasonal here because you had to have your speaker hooked up on your car. Yeah, but now you didn't have to be.
Well, I mean, it'd still probably be seasonal, probably 4 months out of the year. You'd get a lot of good stuff out of it, which limits the movie
like
selection
Halloween
probably.
Would be fun.
Yeah.
Christmas.
You know. But then if it snows, are you able to still do it? If it's raining, are you still able to do it? Do you get refunds for tickets if it rains out?
Yeah,
like that sort of thing.
Should be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully, hopefully they come back. We'll see.
Well, if someone wants to do that here.
Yeah. Why not? 1944. June 6, 1944. A very important day in world history.
Yeah.
D-Day. The anniversary of D-Day on Saturday. 150,000 Allied Expeditionary Force landed in Normandy, France, among other places as well. Anniversary of that.
That's another one where you go, what did it feel like being one of those guys on those boats?
Yeah. Largest amphibious invasion of a foreign country in human history.
Yeah.
So that was tomorrow. And then special events, D-Day, obviously, D-Day anniversary, drawing day, drive-in movie day.
Really?
More of those. Applesauce cake day.
I've made something similar. It's very good.
Is it? I believe it. I love applesauce.
The frosting is like a caramel. So it's like caramel apple. Oh. It's good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. I should make that.
That sounds really good. Black Bear Day. Sure. Bubbly Day. Cheer Coach Day. Churro Day. I love churros.
Churros are good.
This show always makes me hungry, man. I'm realizing that now. We talk about pies and cakes and stuff.
We didn't do the cheese experiment yesterday.
Yeah, we'll leave it that. I'll eat the mozzarella stick like a normal human being. I had people coming after me and be like, you got to melt the cheese, but not a stick. Stick is grab and go. Eyewear Day. Family.
You're wearing it.
Yeah, I'm wearing it. I'm always
wearing
it.
I'm wearing contacts,
I can't,
but I don't know.
I can't operate without my eyewear.
Yeah,
Family Recreation Day.
Yay.
Absolutely. Should probably be every day. Gardening Exercise Day.
Gardening Exercise.
Sure. Maybe doing a gardening exercise or... Does gardening count as exercise?
Yeah.
Sure.
Squatting, leaning over, digging.
If you're digging holes,
Well, even
hoeing,
but also you're planting. It's a good workout.
People back in
it's
the
also
like,
enjoyable.
People a long time ago that didn't have the machines in order to plant things, you know?
They had the
16th century, 15th century. But they must have had like terrible back problems.
Yeah, and knee.
Yeah, and then just like, you know, there was no solving it. It was just, hey, I live with this now.
I mean, there were doctors, but doctors are like,
it comes with territory. That's what we do. Yeah. Unfortunately, sorry. Pineapple Day.
Oh, I love pineapple.
See, I can't eat pineapple, unfortunately.
Do you like pineapple smoothies?
If it's mixed with something else, it has to be with something. I can't. It's
too
acidic. Yeah. It destroys my heart or my heartburn. And then tomorrow, June 7th, Liam Neeson's birthday. 74 years old. And then one of your heroes, maybe Bear Grylls, 52.
Bob just texted in. I had a heated cheese stick last night.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Because
we're going to look into that next week, Bob.
11:45 p.m. He's an alien. He's like, I'll have a heated cheese stick, I think, this fine evening. And then get back up onto the spaceship. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up here this morning. Thank you very much for tuning in. Julie.
Thanks
for joining, as always.
Have a
greatly appreciate
weekend.
It. Everybody have a great weekend. Yes. And enjoy the hot temperatures. It's going to be hot on Saturday. Remember that. Stay cool if you can, and then it'll cool off on Sunday. Have a good weekend. James Timberlake here along with Julie Chadwick here on AM 930, 103.9 FM, KROE.
See you Monday.